The Corpse Played Dead, Lizzie Hardwick, Book 2, written by Georgina Clark and read by Sophie Ward.
Chapter 1. Theatre Royal, Drury Lane, May 1759.
There's little point in being famous if you don't make the most of it, Lizzie.
Mrs. Sarah Farley, owner of the finest brothel in Soho, leant out of the theatre box and waved to everyone she knew in the audience. Being the sort of woman who was generous with her charms, she waved to everyone else as well.
"I'm not certain I want the fame, Ma," I said, shrinking back into my seat. We all called her Ma, those of us who lived with her.
"Nonsense. You just have to know how to milk it."
She sat down heavily, the jewellery jangling in her bosom.
"You can learn a lot from me."
She patted my arm. She had taken to patting me now that I was famous, as well as declaring that she had always been fond of me. We both knew that she was fonder of the money that I brought into her house, but neither of us was so impolite as to mention it. There were four of us in the box. Ma Farley had decided that we were celebrating my new-found notoriety by parading ourselves in the most public way possible, taking a box in the theatre at Drury Lane. The play happened to be King Lear. This is not one of Shakespeare's cheeriest efforts, but, as Ma said, we were not here to watch it. We were here to be seen. So here we were, me and Mrs. Farley, with two others from our house, Polly and Lucy, each of us dressed, powdered, and made up in our harlot's best. We had brought a hamper of food and wine to sustain us through the evening of preening and flirting that stretched ahead of us. Ma would make sure that we left in the best carriages with the wealthiest gentlemen. I took a sip of wine and closed my eyes for a moment. I had been in London for nearly 9 months. Once a gentleman's daughter, a clergyman's daughter even, I had fallen spectacularly from grace and landed in Ma Farley's bawdy house on Berwick Street. The change of circumstance had brought me an income, but not, until recently, the sort of notoriety that had Ma reaching for enough of her own coins to buy us the best box in the theatre.
"It's not every day that a girl gets her name chanted all the way from Newgate to Tyburn," said Polly, pouring herself a glass of wine and knocking it back. "Everyone knows you now." Her face was already flushed, and a strand of blonde hair had fallen loose at the temple. 2 months ago, I helped to catch a murderer. Yesterday, they hanged him along with five robbers. I did not go to see it, but my dear friend Polly, like most London harlots, loves a good hanging, and had given such a spirited account of the bodies twitching on the ends of their ropes that my stomach had twisted with horror as if I had been there. Crowds had turned out in their thousands, she told me. Three people had been trampled to death in the crush. The murderer had gone to his death raging. He had tried to kill me, but this was insignificant in the light of three other deaths. My name had been mentioned briefly at the trial, and I had enjoyed a modest increase in attention as a result, from the sort of gentlemen who read trial reports and fancied the thrill of associated danger. They had satisfied their curiosity, and I had charged them handsomely for it. But the murderer had travelled to Tyburn in his cart, yelling abuse all along the road at the one person in London who had chosen not to watch him die, the vicious whore who had sent him to his doom. Me. And now everyone knew my name. Lizzie Hardwick, London's finest.